Members of Taiwan's ruling Democratic Progressive Party, or DPP, said Wednesday they will not back an opposition recall motion aimed at forcing President Chen Shui-bian out of office, effectively eliminating any chance of the motion's success. Months of pressure on Mr. Chen to resign reached a new peak on Friday when prosecutors indicted his wife, Wu Shuchen, of embezzling at least $450,000 of public money to spend on personal luxury items. They also announced there was enough evidence to implicate Mr. Chen directly. Mr. Chen has admitted falsifying receipts and speaking white lies, but insists his actions were necessary and should be confidential in the interest of Taiwan's security. Following the party meeting, DPP lawmaker Yu Shi-kun said the party has decided to take Mr. Chen at his word. He says Mr. Chen promised to resign if his wife is convicted. That, says Yu, is enough, and further action by the DPP is not required. While in office, Mr. Chen remains immune to prosecution. Members of the opposition Kuomintang, or KMT, say the DPP's decision comes as no surprise. Ma Ying-jeou, Taipei mayor and KMT chairman, says his party will keep trying to end his presidency. He says the party still has time and options for pressuring Mr. Chen. Though the KMT has ruled out attempting to impeach Mr. Chen, there is no legal limit to the putting forward of recall motions. The pending motion, scheduled for November 24th, will be the third such attempt this year. Political science professor Emil Sheng at Taipei's Soochow University specializes in voter behavior. He says about 60% of Taiwan residents would like Mr. Chen to leave office, but the DPP speaks for a 20% minority who support the president.
It's very difficult for DPP legislators to come out and vote against him. Although they are the minority of the Taiwanese population as a whole, but they are the majority of their core supporters. That's the dilemma that they're facing.
Sheng says in the long run, the Chen corruption scandal can be seen as healthy for Taiwan.
I think this is what I would like to call a growing pain. For a young democracy to mature, this is something that we probably have to experience one point or another in the past. These charismatic leaders, like Chen Shui-bian as an example, they were idolized as gods, and nobody questioned their integrity. We hope that after this period, Taiwanese people can judge politicians with their own qualities.
Even though he has held on to his job, political experts say Mr. Chen's image and credibility are in tatters. Mayoral and regional elections are scheduled for next month, but very few DPP candidates have requested Mr. Chen's presence at campaign events. Kurt Asian, VOA News, Taipei, Taiwan.